When I first came to UC Berkeley, I was very intimidated. I mean, this is a very big name school. People are so intelligent coming from so many different parts of the country and the world, and I was very quiet.
Lauren Valdez came to Berkeley to study architecture, but she eventually realized she wanted to do more than what was offered in the standard course curriculum.
By the time I got to my more elevated years in architecture school, I felt that something was kind of missing. I didn't really like this kind of egotistical, like elitist architectural thinking, but that's what moved me to the Global Poverty and Practice minor, is I saw the way the process of architecture could be used towards global development.
Lauren's talking about the two-year-old program at Berkeley called Global Poverty and Practice.
It's not about engineering alone, about malnutrition. It's very, very complicated.
Students take courses on the problem of poverty and are also required to produce a hands-on project to alleviate poverty somewhere in the world. Lauren and her classmate, Nicole Walter, chose Bolivia. They designed and built handicapped accessible walkways at a rural orphanage and farm to better accommodate its disabled workers.
It was so eye-opening to see that process move from something being on paper to something being built and seeing how it affects the people who use those things.
The Global Poverty and Practice program is part of the Blum Center for Developing Economies, established with a $15 million grant from real estate developer and UC regent Richard Blum.
Most people don't live anywhere as well as we live. We have an obligation not only to help them because it's the right thing to do, but in the end of the day, grinding poverty and ignorance is a destabilizing factor that can eventually hurt us all.
Already in just 2 years, Global Poverty and Practice has become Berkeley's fastest growing minor with about 300 students. The introductory course grew from about 200 students in 2007 to a capacity enrollment of 724 this year.
What I love about the growth of the minor is that it has reached students in a wide variety of disciplines and professions.
City and regional planning professor Ananya Roy is in charge of the curriculum for the Global Poverty Program.
Orphans whose mothers were infected.
The extensive coursework required for the minor includes the study of various models of poverty alleviation and training on the history and condition of the particular region of the student's project.
They have to do what they have to do in order to put food on the table, in order to educate their children.
Roy says that's what makes these students different from the average global volunteer.
What we've been able to do with the minor is to bookend that experience by having students before they head out really think about what they're going to be doing and why, and in difficult and critical ways, and when they return to reflect upon what they are doing and how what they the experience they've had in the field may have possibly transformed their own professional goals.
That's exactly what Jonathan Lee says happened to him. As a public health major, he spent a summer vacation as a volunteer in healthcare clinics in Honduras.
And I was really shocked at what I had seen in the clinics as well as outside of the clinics that we set up. And I kind of came back really angry and frustrated at what I had seen and very almost helpless.
When he returned to campus, Jonathan was excited to find the Global Poverty and Practice minor. Now armed with much more knowledge, he went back to Honduras with a two-pronged project: to educate Hondurans on basic hygiene, sanitation, and nutrition, and to train healthcare workers in communities that are too far from healthcare centers. His goal was to help develop a lasting healthcare system that would begin to relieve people of their dependency on outside volunteers.
The Global Poverty Minor has really helped me not only help other people, but it's also kind of helped me find myself. It's really shaped, I guess, everything that I'm interested in now, and it's really supplemented it as well.
In fact, Jonathan spent last semester working with other students who are preparing their global poverty projects, providing first-hand advice on what to expect and how to prepare. And he heard a further call to action when the Blum Center invited the Dalai Lama to campus.
I'm one of the 6 billion human beings. Nothing special. So each of us have some moral responsibility to think well-being of the 6 billion human beings, because we are part of that. The individual's future much depends on the rest of the 6 billion human beings' well-being.
Go, man.
Soon, the Global Poverty in Practice program will have a home of its own. At the recent Blum Center groundbreaking ceremony, Al Gore discussed the significance of such a program.
What has made this so exciting is the demonstrated commitment of the student body here to this curriculum. I will predict for you that this will quickly become a center of global importance.
The ambitious vision of the Blum Center has taken root quickly and more firmly than even its initiators had expected.
The consent initially was, well, who would be crazy enough to do this minor? That it would be a boutique minor with a handful of students. But I think over and over again, Berkeley students have shown that the more we challenge them, the more they live up to and exceed those challenges.
From UC Berkeley, this is Roxanne Makashjan.